B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This is the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. I was caught. Caught red-handed.
What did you do?
I've been thinking, because you said before we went to commercial, someone else in here does it. Now I'm thinking of all the bad things I do. And the list got long, so I stopped.
Yeah, now, I need to hear what it is
first. I'm not going
to
throw this person directly underneath the bus, but whenever he or she feels the need to interject when I tell you what I've done, please feel free to do so. But when it comes to cooking, especially when you got big meals, multiple courses, sometimes maybe you try to look for a faster way to get the process done. So faster, like, cut corners in certain ways. So one of those ways that I like to cut the corners is through my mashed potatoes. I buy them at the store. And I'm sure you've done the same thing where you buy something and you say it's yours and you pass it off.
Roy Brown!
But I buy my mashed potatoes at the store. I don't want to, you know, boil the potato, mash it, do the... I don't want to do all
the
that.
Whole thing.
But you got to peel the potatoes.
I don't play it off like it's your own?
I play it off as it's my own. And to the point, and it's spiraled, it's gone, it's been crazy. Because,
Roy Brown.
Because it's been like, it's what I'm known for. I'm with some friends, like, oh, listen, you got to try Roy's mashed potatoes when he comes. You invite him, he'll bring his mashed potatoes. It's like the thing that I've become known for.
Oh, Roy.
And so I was at a friend's dinner thing, and I brought the mashed potatoes like normal.
Time out. You purchased the mashed potatoes and then brought them.
Put them in my own bowl. And then someone's like, you know, this right here tastes just like, and they said the name brand of what I buy.
Did you pony up at that point?
I did. I did. Of course I did, because he knew.
Roy!
He knew.
You never, admit.
Do you want to go ahead and admit something, too?
Listen, I'm in full support of you because I do it all the time. All of the time.
And you play it off like it's your own?
Yes. So Costco has an amazing mac and cheese, like ridiculous. And I always, anytime I have to go to like a function where everyone's like, oh, somebody bring a dish, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get the mac and cheese and say I made it. So now I put my own little spin on it.
What's that?
I go and get the mac and cheese and then I drizzle truffle oil over it. So it's truffled mac and cheese. But you know, I put that thing in my own casserole dish, put foil over it, make it look like I worked on it for hours. Like, it is just a thing, man.
Now I'm starting to wonder, because I've never done this. I mean, I don't call myself, I don't claim to be a good cook, I don't do any of that, but like, I wonder how many dishes I've eaten where I've complimented the person.
And it's fake.
And all that person did was go and purchase it and put it in their own. You guys put it in your own bowls?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I buy Bob Evans, the old-fashioned mashed potatoes from Harris Teeter, and I microwave it, by the way. I don't even fix it the right way. I throw it in the microwave. And then I put it in my casserole dish, and I load it with pepper, and then I put a foil on top of
it. And people say, Roy, we love it. We need your recipe.
Yep.
And then
that's the problem.
And I've even gone even to... I've gone even to a worse extreme with it. I've told them my secret, and it's not even real.
Oh. It's not that you go to the teeter to buy it.
No.
It's a secret ingredient?
Yeah.
See, I go with the whole, it's a family recipe.
Yeah. I was like,
you know, at least the family recipe.
I was like, if you put more sour cream in it, it makes it more creamy.
The Sterling, though?
No, he doesn't know how I... No, he thinks I cook everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your partner doesn't even know.
I don't think he knows. But I don't think he would care one way or the other. I think he would like it just no matter what.
There was a moment last week where Dallas and I were like, because I had just made an apple pie and apple butter, and I actually really made those. But he was like, who are you? Like, you're like baking all of a sudden. He's like, next thing I know, a pumpkin pie is going to show up in here. And then for a brief second, I thought, maybe I'll just go buy one and make it bigger.
It's just easier.
Yeah.
Alexa, remind me to buy pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Oh, 704-570-9595. Do you ever lie about something? Like, maybe there's a certain dish, or what's like the lie that you always tell? No one knows.
Ugh, I mean, it's got to be about the food. Like,
yeah.
you got to tell us that Roy and Loren are not alone, that you guys also made a dish. People praised it, and you bought it, or someone else made it.
I'm looking for more hacks. Like, let me know where I can pick something up.
It's really good. Yeah, yeah.
You know, the other thing that we'll touch on, too, just after 8, is how quickly Roy sang when he was accused of not making it.
The moment he said, this tastes like Bob Evans, I'm
you
like,
got me.
Got me. I'm caught.
No, you don't do it that way, Roy.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Oh, I've been caught. I have a famous recipe. It's called Roy's Famous Mashed Potatoes. And while I was at dinner,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
God said, you know, Roy, these taste just like Bob Evans. Which, if you've never heard of that, it's if you go to like any Cheetah or Publix, it's prepackaged Bob Evans original mashed potatoes.
They're delicious.
They're very delicious. You just throw it in the microwave and it's done.
Deidre in Monroe, is that true? Are the Bob Evans mashed potatoes the best?
Oh my God, they're on point.
They really are. And for something that's a microwavable mashed potatoes, it tastes like somebody made it with the labor of love.
Absolutely. My kids love the Bob Evans mashed potatoes. I tried to make homemade mashed potatoes one time, and they just weren't having it.
Yeah.
So if Deidre was at your party and you broke out the mashed potatoes, Deidre would immediately be like, in her head, these are Bob Evans.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because once you have Bob Evans, no one can make a more perfect mashed potato. Like, it's like it has a signature taste.
That's why you got to add something else to it, Roy, like bacon chives.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Give us 3 plug bells for the Bob Evans plugs that they're coming through tonight.
I'm really not trying to. But it's like every time I make it myself, my mashed potatoes are either not really white, or they're like an off-white, or they're soupy. They're not, I don't do it right.
Ashley and Lake Wiley, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you guilty of purchasing something and claiming it was your own?
I am. I actually went to Sam's Club during right before Thanksgiving. I bought macaroni, Stouffer's macaroni and cheese, broccoli and cheese casserole, and quiche, baked it in the oven the day of Thanksgiving, and put it in my own dishes. So when I went to Thanksgiving, they assumed I cooked it. Everybody ate it and loved it and bragged about it. Till this day, they still brag about how amazing my dishes were. Well, they were really frozen dishes from Sam's Club, and I just, you know, transfer them into my container.
I love it.
Our secret.
It's honestly, the moment you put it in your own casserole dish, people in their head think it's the best thing ever.
You better be careful, though. You might be caught hosting Thanksgiving dinner after that.
Yeah.
It sounds like Ashley's going to be like, yeah. Everybody's gonna be like, oh, let's go back to Ashley's house.
This is Kayla in York. Welcome to the Bainey, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
Hi.
Now, yours wasn't a meal. It was an entire party. Explain.
My entire baby shower. So my mom threw my baby shower at a church, and she went and bought everything the morning of at Harris Teeter and just warmed it all up in the kitchen. And then now everybody wants Thanksgiving at our house.
It's a thing, man. It can definitely backfire on you because you could be caught hosting a whole dinner after that.
Here's the thing I'm seeing so far, Roy, too, is no one is owning up to it. The minute somebody called you out, you didn't defend yourself and go, no, it's a recipe. You said, okay, I did it. It's not my recipe.
All right, fine.
You sang like a canary.
I did because it was too specific. If someone's like, you know, this kind of tastes like store-bought, I'd have been like, oh, offended.
That's right.
You know? But the moment he said, oh, it tastes like Bob Evans, I'm like, oh, it's too close. It's too specific.
No, this is Rob Devins' recipe.
Roy Devins.
Lisa in Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us, what do you lie about?
I actually used to work at Olive Garden. I was a kitchen prep, and every time I make their Alfredo sauce, I get accused of going to Olive Garden buying it.
But you're actually making it yourself?
Yes.
Oh, you're the reverse.
Yeah.
So how do you defend yourself?
I just say I used to be a kitchen prep, and I know exactly how to make it. It's not that hard.
Oh, and you know people are like, uh-huh, yeah, Lisa.
You just took a joke from Olive Garden.
Hey, Lisa, can you make the breadsticks?
No.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Those breadsticks are
that's
so gotta good.
That's
got to
be the worst, though, when you're being accused of something you're not doing.
Amanda says that something happened with her ex-boyfriend and the new boyfriend. We got to check this out real quick. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, what you got?
Hey, so when I was in college, my ex-boyfriend and I had just broken up like maybe a month ago, but we still, you know, we're at the same school, so we still hung out. We're very cordial. And he was Cajun, and he had this great family recipe for gumbo and potato salad. And I had met a new guy who was planning to come spend the weekend with me at school. And so I wanted to impress, of course. So I asked my ex-boyfriend if he would come over and we'd make gumbo together. So I had him do the whole deal. And then my new guy came over on Friday, and I was able to pull the whole thing off. And now we're engaged.
Wow.
Does he know that your ex-boyfriend actually made that gumbo?
He knows now, and I actually got the recipe from my ex, and so now I can make it, but I told him, like, years later, like, hey, guess what?
Let me pick up my jaw now. did your ex know that he was doing it for the new man?
No, absolutely not.
Did he ever find out?
I don't think so. No.
What awesome. An amazing story. You know, it's Monday morning, and I think we got the call of the week already. And it's not even Wednesday. That's awesome. Thanks, Amanda. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
And now I'm going to be suspicious of everything I eat of
Roy's. You should be. You really should be.
Yeah. Roy, is this a Dunkin' Donut, or did you make this on your own?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.